to Brendan Bolton, who I think is with us on the boundary right now. Brendan, welcome to AFL Nation. How are you?
How are we, gents? Thanks for having me on.
We're good. How did the how was the week? I'll keep it very general from the extended team's point of view. How did the squad navigate things after the week that was?
No, obviously a little bit to navigate externally and in and around the Geordie situation. Obviously he's apologised, and we do have 90 female athletes at our club, and our values talk strong and clearly about respect, and we need to make sure we uphold those. But in this case, we're all human. We make mistakes, and Geordie's owned and apologised it. And from the point of view of the players, they just narrowed their focus to make sure they trained really well in prep for this game.
Is it a situation of that's in the past now, we move on?
Well, there's always work to do. It's culture, something that you never not talk about and continue to be educated on. So our club will do that. So we've got to learn and grow from it. But today's all about the game and the performance.
We've also got Adam Cooney and Michael Barlow up here in the commentary box. Mick?
Brendan, Mick Barlow here. Good to talk to you. I'm just watching the players warm up. I'm intrigued actually with the AFL warm up and AFL sides warming up. In my day, which wasn't that long ago, if I came out and did a torp like Trey Rusko did from 55, well, I'm not even aware if he's warmed up, I'd probably be omitted from the site. They are different units nowadays, the way they come in, their flair, they're very much self-directed, and you just allow them to flow by the looks of things.
It happens a lot now. Things have changed, even from the riggers are down in Tassie footy. You're pretty strongly coached on everything like that. But now we want our players to express their personalities and their flair within the game. But probably more to say there's more frameworks around game plan and rules than there was, 5 to 10 years ago.
Yep. And Rusko's one that comes in after a bit of time. Isaac Chugg makes his way into the side today. So despite your side going really well, there's challenge for spots from the depths. That VFL form is being very highly regarded.
Yeah, and I think in just, over the next few years, we've got some really senior, experienced players that have played a lot of footy and they're holding us together really strongly. But at the same time, you've always got to have an eye to the future. And I'm really proud of Chuggy. He's a Tasmanian and gets his opportunity today. He's worked really hard in the VFL. He's quite explosive and hard at the footy, so I'll be interested to see how he goes. But, it's a great step for him because it's been a long and hard journey for him from Tassie.
Brendan, Adam Cooney here. Good luck this afternoon. It has been a delightful month of footy for your club, it must be said. What has made it so positive? Obviously, wins against big teams helps, but just can you talk us through, I know you don't want to give us the nitty-gritty details but just the basic fundamentals of the last month would have gone really well for you.
Thanks, Coons. I think what's been really strong about this group is in all games, we've been really, really challenged. And from a mindset point of view, there's spirit and fight and connections maintained. You can see if we're one goal up or we're two or three goals down, we haven't really changed our approach. I think that's the real strength of our leadership group, being able to hold the group's mind together, because you get challenged, you turn the footy over in front of 50,000 people or so, it can play with the mind. So I think the group's done that really well. And secondly, I think we're getting some really efficient inside 50s. We get it in there more than we have in the past, and giving our guys an opportunity to score. So that real territory focus, I think, are the two. That and mindset, I think, is what's allowed us to go right in the last few weeks.
And one of the guys who delivers the ball really well inside 50 is that man we spoke about earlier, Jordan DeGoey. He's out of the side today. I've noticed on the AFL website that Nick Dacos is lining up in the guts. Is that the replacement for Jordan DeGoey? Will we see him spending some time through there this arvo?
Yeah, we've usually given him a bit of a run each game in there. I don't think he'll replace him totally because we love what he's been doing on a half-back. Nick's metres gained from half-back's been a real strong suit. So he'll get bits and pieces, but I don't think he'll totally replace him. He'll be more like Lipinski, who's been pinch-hitting forward and on ball, take up a bit more of that slack.
And, Brendan, I've been blown away by the improvement of the group has been terrific. And obviously, when a side improves, everyone's looking for what's changed, but a lot of it is the mainstays that have been around a while, isn't it? The leadership group you pointed to just moments ago about that on-field leadership in-game, their ability to hang in and then take games away from opposition. Taylor Adams, Steele Sidebottom, Crisp, Moore, they're the names that have been there forever. How have they continued to bring your group along this year?
Yeah, I think it's a really important point you've made. You look at teams, and I was involved in a bit with Carlton, when you rebuild or you want to regenerate with the youngsters, you can hit a real threshold or tipping point with not having enough experience around. And that's what Fly, Leppo and myself have discussed a little bit, that how important these leaders are. You know, Sidey on a wing just holds good balance when needed, and Pendlebury can play half back on ball. Moore down back gives you something really strong when you need big spoils and not doing anything crazy at the right time. And, you know, even Jamie Elliott up forward when he's been there. They just connect your group. And I think in AFL we like to retire players off, but having seen you guys holding the young guys up has been a real strong suit for our footy club.
And obviously Mason Cox in the ruck, terrific game a couple of weeks ago. But those two big boys, Darcy Cameron, I think he's had an amazing improvement this year. But just talk us through how they've got to that level of confidence this year.
Well, I've never seen anything like Mason Cox running out of a centre bounce last week and kicking that goal on the run.
Ridiculous stuff.
We all had a bit of a giggle, but to his credit, he and the coach have a really strong relationship, and I feel in many ways Mason plays for Fly, and that's a great thing in terms of the way Fly set it up. But both of them, when on, have the ability to push forward and mark, and we know with that sort of height they'll stretch opposition, so hopefully we can get a bit of that today as well.
Now, the Giants have been playing a different brand of footy under Mark McVay since Leon Cameron's departure. They like to take the game on. They're pretty attacking. What are their main strengths that you try and shut down?
Yeah, we still think in and around the contest they're tough and physical. They can win first possession and then use their hands out of contest. So we've got to make sure we apply a lot of pressure there. And we know the names in and around the contest there, like Kelly and Green and co. But also across half back, if you're not on defensively, they can slice you through the middle. They take really aggressive kicks. So I think really importantly this week, we've got to be on our toes in team defence, because if we don't, they can cut through you.
Last one from me, Brendan, before we let you go. I've been on Trey Roscoe watch here. I presume he's the sub today. He's an emergency.
Well, if he's kicking torps, I think we'll call that, won't we?
Yeah, he's the sub. But if he does come on, oh, I want you to let him play like he's warmed up. He's kicked torps. He's kicked it around the corner. He's kicked opposite foot check sides. For the neutral fan, it'll be brilliant to watch. So good luck this afternoon, Brendan.
Yeah, appreciate you having a chat, gents. Good on you.
Can I add just one quick one, Brendan, before I let you go?
Yeah.
Just in your role, you've seen a lot of coaches through the different teams you've worked with, and in your role you see the whole coaching panel at Collingwood. Mm. Craig McRae, just compare his character as a coach, as a man manager, a problem solver, to the other coaches that you've worked with.
Yeah, they're all very unique. I think we try and look for someone that's absolutely perfect in coaching, but there's no perfect coach. They've all got strengths and weaknesses. But the one thing about Fly with staff, he gives a lot of autonomy and trust, which we all appreciate. In saying that, it's not a free-for-all. There's boundaries and guidelines that we work within, but he gives you autonomy to use your creativity. So as coaches, we love that. But more importantly, what I've loved, what I mentioned before, he's coached the mindset of the players to make sure there's always hope, belief and connection within each other. And, you know, I've only been working with Fly this year, and what are we, halfway through the year, and he's connected the club, let it be staff and players, in and around their mindset. So I think it's a real strong suit and a great start.
Excellent stuff, Brendan. Now we'll let you go. Have a, for you guys, hopefully it's a win today, and have a great day.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.